Well, Sean, another convention over and pretty successful one. A lot of work done.
A lot of work done. Delighted that convention's over. It's always in the back of your mind coming in at this time of the year because it's a huge effort required and there's a lot of business to be conducted in a day like this, and we're here 4 hours. It has been very successful, and I'm always happy to see convention over, so then you can totally start focusing on the year ahead.
Yeah, and a lot of positives came out of today. We see the financial state of the county, given all the expenditure and everything, is in real good health.
It is in good health, and most of the credit has to go to the treasurer, of course. But in a year, you record a profit, and a profit of 87,000, and when you look at the expenditure, I think it's somewhere in the region of 1.2 million and then an income of 1.3 million. That's a huge undertaking, as I said, during convention for a voluntary officer, and to report a profit like that, and it's down to hard work. And it's great that we are, we can keep things on an even keel. And
because it does cost money to stay at the top.
It does. Look, and teams are, and you have to spend money if you want to have your teams prepared. And in a county the size of this, is one of the biggest issues. Our transport bills are huge. We have to get all our players and all our development squad players into training centrally, and then you have all our county players, our adult players, hurling, football, 21s, travelling from all parts of the county and all over Ireland for training. So there is huge expense on managing teams and running teams. So, but you have to invest in your team if you want to be successful. But you have to keep a rein on expenditure at the same
time. And you mentioned investing, and you have to keep infrastructure investment as well. And you mentioned the a new development or the development in Convoy moving to pace as from next year. That's the Centre of Excellence or training centre.
It is, yeah, and we're delighted to get to the stage now where we're submitting the plan application in the next couple of weeks for the building. A huge amount of work over the last 12 months getting a building that is going to be fit for purpose. We went back and redesigned, and now we're very happy with the final outcome of that design work. And
and basically, without going into too much detail, what's the new building going to contain?
Well, it's going to contain 7 dressing rooms, one very big dressing room for inter-county team, the senior team, 6 other dressing rooms, of course medical and medical rooms, and public toilets and toilets downstairs. There upstairs then is an administrative area and a hall for meetings, and a kitchen and a gym. And so it's going to be a very functional building and cater for all our needs.
And a big price tag.
Big price tag, $1.5 million. We haven't had in the fact that it's going to cost money, but we have about 550,000-600,000 secured in grants. So we really now have to look at how we're going to finance that, and that's a big body of work we have ahead of us in the new year to come up with a financial plan.
And you mentioned a trip to New York for the Donegal seniors, or an invitation they've received in April. That's obviously going to be part of a huge fundraising drive as well out there.
It is, and it's an invitation that we've received over the last 3 years, but we're never in a position to take up the invitation due to the finishing of the National League and when we were starting in the Ulster Championship. So when the invitation came in this year again, we spoke to Rory to see how would it fit into his training schedule, and he felt that was potentially a down week anyway, so it fitted well into his schedule. And I think the Donegal people in New York are very excited about the trip, and it's a great opportunity for Donegal to go out there and play, and a great opportunity for us to go out and do some fundraising and make some contacts and build relationships, because we have a lot of fundraising and a lot of finance required over the next number of years.
In your broad address, obviously you thanked your fellow officers, but you also outlined certain things that are taking place or need to take place or need movement on, and one was the defining of club catchment areas. There's some development on that, though you wouldn't hope to have it all completed by this time next year.
I wouldn't, no, but we have. That's has to be an absolute priority for me, and clubs are anxious to do that. But we really need the engagement of the clubs, and we have a bit of work done already, and there's more to do in the new year. And I need to draw in more help into that process, because there's a lot of mediation needed, and clubs are going to have to come together and agree what the catchment areas are. But it would be, if I was standing here this day next year, and those 40 club catchment areas were we're finalised. I'll be delighted with that. But as you say, we mightn't have it all achieved, but we'll make it.
You're making progress.
We're making progress.
And you challenge the clubs as well, maybe to take a little bit more responsibility in terms of discipline and their behaviour and.
You have to, and it would be something I would have noticed slightly on the increase based on the number of requests comes to us through the county children's officer and even through the county executive, requests for our assistance to come into clubs where there would have been cases of behaviour that they couldn't get resolved themselves or needed mediation between maybe coaches and parents or referees and coaches, and just it's a difficult area, and I just wanted to re-emphasise that we have a responsibility. Everybody that's involved are volunteers, and they're given freely of their time, and they should expect a code of behaviour from everybody involved. So it's just to re-emphasise the point, and that clubs just need to be so conscious of it.
And you pay tribute to three departing officers today, Pat Conaghan, Mick McGrath, and
Anthony Harkin.
Anthony Harkin, the coaching officer.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to see them going, but that's the 5-year rule, because they're taking a huge amount of experience with them. As I said, Mick's been there 26 of the last 28 years in and around the county executive. Mick, Pat Conaghan there since his first time at county executive level was 1971, and of course Andy Harkin has been involved in coaching in the county. I know they're not going to be lost to us, but they are a huge loss of experience around the management table. But I think we have three great replacements coming in: Conor McDermott as county coaching officer, Gary Duffy, county children's officer, and of course Liam McElhenney coming in as also council representative. So disappointed to see them going, but unfortunately that's the rule.
Things move on, and all business tidied up now, all competitions over, and it's looking forward to 2017.
Looking forward to 2017 indeed. Hopefully get a week or 10 days now to
do the shopping.
We'll do some kind of relaxing in a way, but January 1st, January 2nd, then we'll be at it full tilt again, and hopefully a successful season again in 2017.
Thanks for your cooperation all year, and a happy Christmas to you, and all the best for 2017.
Same to yourself, Tom. Thank you.